I have to share this story because of the nature of today's Mass. If we look at today's readings, both the first reading and the Gospel, we are presented with scripture passages that speak about the Word of God and how we all should understand the role that the Word of God plays in our lives as individual Christians. The Gospel we read, even though we read the shorter form, is known as the parable of the sower. Jesus tells this parable. And after telling the parable, he also gave an explanation about that parable to the disciples. And in that parable, we come to understand that the sower is God, and that the seed that God sows is his word. And the soil on which the seed is planted is you and me, our soul. And so, that also connects with what we read in the first reading about the Word of God, because in that passage we read from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah says, as the rain falls without failing to water the earth, making seeds to grow and bear fruit, so does the Word of God, which proceeds from his mouth, cannot return to him in vain without accomplishing its purpose. So therefore, the Word of God has a purpose to accomplish in our lives. And so today's Mass then invites us to ask ourselves, how do we dispose ourselves in such a way that the seed, the Word of God that is planted, becomes fruitful? So we have to understand that even as I'm preaching right now, delivering this sermon, God continues to sow his seed. God sows the seed in us when he speaks to us. How does God speak to us? God speaks to us through what we did now. We read from the scripture. First reading, responsorial psalm. Second reading, the gospel. While the word of God was being proclaimed, God is actually speaking to you and me. So God speaks to us through the Bible. And there are some among us who may wonder, what is the relevance of the Bible to our lives? Because I know that if I give you a task when you go home to check your library, you may find out that we may end up not having a copy of the Bible at home. But don't be discouraged, because you don't need to buy a Bible right now. Everything is on our phone. If you look at your app, there are so many Bible apps out there that you can easily download and read a chapter every day, because God speaks to you and me whenever we read the Bible. God also speaks to us through what we call our consciences. When our conscience is telling us to do the right thing and to avoid evil, it is God speaking to us. God speaks to us sometimes also through those we are close with. God can speak to us through our parents. God can speak to us through our spouses, husbands and wives. God can also speak to us through our children. And God can speak to us through his ministers, as I'm doing right now in this church. God can also speak to us through the mouth of little babies. Why am I saying that? I met this woman in the hospital. And she was telling me about her story, how as a young girl, she fell in love with this young man, and she was really, really happy when he proposed to her, and she said yes. They got married, she became pregnant, and then gave birth to a little girl. After the birth of the girl, the husband disappeared without a word. Up to now, she doesn't know where he is, whether he is dead or whether he is still alive somewhere. But that experience of her husband disappearing without any warning made her very angry, made her very sad, and made her feel like, what is life anymore? She decided to die by suicide. She was getting ready to ingest tablets into her mouth when her baby began to cry. The cry of that little baby made her not to do what she wanted to do because she wants to end it all. So when I say that God can speak to you through the mouth of a little baby, that's what I mean. The cry, even though this baby cannot talk, but the cry of the little baby made her change her mind of taking her own life. And she made up her mind to raise this child by herself, to put her through school, and to raise her as a single mom. And today, that baby is a medical doctor. And so, this is God speaking to her, she listening through the mouth of this little baby. And so today's Mass again invites you and me to begin to ask ourselves, how do we perceive God's word when God is speaking to you and me? We read in the parable of the sower that the seed that was planted fell on different types of soil. And we need to ask ourselves, what does soil represent in this passage? As I said earlier, the soil is you and me. God is planting his seed, his word, into our souls. So we need to ask ourselves, what type of soil are we? Am I like the one that fell on the pathway where the seed cannot even sprout? Or the one that fell on the rocky ground where the seed sprouted but it has no roots? Or like the one that fell on the thorny ground where the word of God was choked to death by worldly desires? Or am I like the good soil that eventually bore much fruit? So today we need to ask ourselves, what is it in my life that makes it difficult for me to accept the word of God? There are many brothers and sisters out there who have left the Catholic Church because they can no longer follow the teachings of Jesus as proclaimed by the church. By telling the parable of the sower, Jesus wants all of us, his followers, to be well disposed to accept his word so as to bear great spiritual fruits. On this day, let us make it a point of prayer in this Mass. Let us ask the Lord to grant us the grace and courage so that we may never turn away from God's word. And we also pray that the worries and cares of this life and the difficulties that me and you encounter every day may never make us to give up on God's word. With this in mind, Let us continue with our Mass.